The bill would have brought New Jersey law in line with Connecticut's by limiting high-capacity magazines to a maximum of 10 rounds. But Governor Christie vetoed the bill last month, calling the capacity limit arbitrary.
Limiting the capacity of those magazines that were used in a lot of the mass shootings, including Sandy Hook, actually saved lives. So it's not a trivial thing at all.
That's Ron Pinciaro, executive director of Connecticut Against Gun Violence. His organization is protesting Christie's fundraising visit tonight at a private home in Greenwich, in part for Christie's gun control veto, but also for his refusal to meet with family members of some of the victims of the Sandy Hook shootings before issuing the veto. Tonight's fundraiser is a benefit for Republican Tom Foley's gubernatorial campaign, a candidate that, according to Pinciaro, is no friend of common-sense gun laws.
He said on a couple of occasions, quotes to the effect that if he becomes governor, any bills that would limit gun owners would never get past the governor's desk. And if he had been governor after Sandy Hook happened, the outcome would have been different.
Pinciaro says hundreds of protesters are expected to line the route to tonight's fundraiser, but that the protests will be peaceful and orderly. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.